This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's incredible. There's other developing news stories out there. Now they're pushing new models with Fauci saying 5 million could die if we reopen. Unbelievable. You've also got Joe Biden about to be totally exposed for his corruption in Ukraine. That's right. Lawmakers in Ukraine are calling for Biden as part of the perpetrator of massive crimes that have happened. That's coming out of just the news from John Solomon. So just incredible developments there. But again, folks, the major stories. They're trying to force a vaccine right now that will literally give you cancer so that they can then reproduce without any end their next wave of vaccines, which you will literally become a factory for. This is not my words. This is right out of the Moderna model that we've been covering here now for 2 hours. The spread is non-existent, ladies and gentlemen. So when they start talking about models and spreads and the second wave, it's all fake. Or they're getting ready to actually hit you with some sort of massive radio frequency weapon that interacts with whatever heavy metals are already in you, whether it's the food or forced vaccine. Otherwise, there is no spread, and it's not the coronavirus. But, of course, it would be the coronavirus, the crown virus, to crown the New World Order the king of you, making you its slave. And so that's all rolling out. The crimes of Obama also all being exposed right now as well. The fake news media just cannot be a bigger pack of bold-faced liars than you've ever seen. Democrats are forcing states to remain closed while giving hundreds of millions of dollars to non-citizens. It's incredible, folks, and I'll just leave it at this. The enemies of America are not in a cave in Afghanistan. They never were. The enemies of America were not in the streets of Iran. They weren't in the slums of Iraq. No, ladies and gentlemen, they were in the halls of Congress. They were on television, and they were at some of the biggest news publications in America. That's where they are, that's where they've been, and that's where they will remain until they are properly removed. Now, we've got coming up a very important interview with Roger Stone that was done by the National File, the great reporters over there, Patrick Halley, Tom Papert. And we're going to be airing that coming up here in about 3 minutes in its entirety for the remainder of this hour before John Rappaport takes over. But ladies and gentlemen, understand this. There are not many, and we were forced into this position, and it turns out being a blessing, but there are not many news organizations, at least with the scale and scope of InfoWars, that are self-funded. We're self-funded. You fund us by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. That's a proprietary store that we've created to fund ourselves. And we had a massive sale happening last week. We were able to extend it one more day, though. Just one more day. And that includes the massive sales of 50% off the Ultimate Krill Oil, 50% off Survival Shield X2. $100 off the Alexa Pure Breeze air filter, 35% off Super Male Vitality, the new hand sanitizer combo pack with the three different fragrances, 50% off, 70% off still the 8-pack power sack. If you're trying to get into supplementation, that is the way to go. 70% off, that's basically at cost. It's the greatest deal in supplements you'll ever find. 70% off the 8-pack power stack, 50% off DNA Force Plus. Look into telomeres, very powerful. 50% off Living Defense Plus, great probiotic. 40% off VasoBeats Complete at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off the Real Red Pill and the Real Red Pill Plus. 40% off Turbo Force. We do have storable food still in stock to order. And then some of the products that are almost sold out, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Bodies, which is 40% off. Vitamin B12, Ultra 12, 40% off. It's all at InfoWars Store. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for making all of it possible. Please keep us on air by supporting us by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, Tom Papert, Patrick Cowley, Roger Stone, coming up in 60 seconds.
Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. Now, we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale. And then five items that weren't on sale that we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Egg, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. Biodrew Selenium, 60% off. Chill Force, it's incredible. 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items to take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to National File. I'm Tom Papert, Editor-in-Chief, here with Senior Reporter Patrick Cowley, as well as the one, the only, the legendary Roger Stone. Now, as you know, Patrick has been busy these past few months really doing what nobody else is willing to do, actually speak to Roger Stone and find out what happened, this attempted deep state takedown of one of President Donald Trump's longest and most trusted advisors. So, Patrick, I'll let you take it away with Roger Stone.
Roger, it's great to have you here. You're, of course, a legend in the field of saving America, and we really appreciate your time.
Well, it's great to be here with National File because, in truth, you are one of a handful of national media organizations that has accurately covered what has happened to me, the odyssey that my family and I have been through for the last roughly 2 years, and I'm grateful to have this opportunity. As you know, Patrick, the judge in my case gagged me. I was not allowed to post anything whatsoever on social media. I was not permitted to speak about anything relating to my case, the Mueller investigation, the Russia investigation, in any public forum whatsoever. I doubt the constitutionality of that. I also doubted the purpose of it. The judge's contention was that it would taint the D.C. jury pool. What could taint the D.C. jury pool more than the Washington Post, whose coverage of my trial has been completely and totally dishonest but has urinated on me virtually every day for 2 years, or CNN or MSNBC? So it's great to have the opportunity to tell the people the facts because of the news blackout and the gag, most Americans have no idea how flimsy the charges that I was ultimately indicted on were, how politicized my trial was, how biased the judge was, how corrupted the jury was, and how much prosecutorial misconduct there was in my entire case. So I'm glad to have the opportunity to lay it out there for the American people.
Well, Roger, we hope that we're not going to have to smuggle you some cigarettes in there, but just know that I am willing to do so if need be, because we want to see you running the cigarette game. We want to make sure you're protected. But it might not come to that because you might get a presidential pardon from your old friend Donald Trump. Now, let's just start at the beginning here. You are going to prison because you would not lie about the president. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, essentially, after the mainstream media, particularly CNN, but also the New York Times and the Washington Post, said for well over a year, Roger Stone will be indicted for treason. Roger Stone will be indicted for conspiracy against the United States. Roger Stone will prove to be the missing link between Russia and the Trump campaign. Roger Stone will prove to have smuggled emails from Julian Assange and WikiLeaks to the Trump campaign. None of those things turned out to be true. The prosecutors went to the number of judges and federal magistrates, charging not only with those crimes, but also cyber crimes, such as the receipt and dissemination of stolen material, aiding and abetting a felony, accessory to a felony before the fact, wire fraud, mail fraud, violation of the foreign campaign contributions ban. No evidence whatsoever was found of any of those crimes, despite the fact that they conducted an extraordinarily deep legal proctological examination of every corner of my life, going through 2 years of emails, text messages, phone calls. They could find no evidence. So they basically jerry-rigged this lying to Congress charge. And even that is ridiculously thin because the items that I'm accused of making misstatements about, I had neither intent nor motive. In the end, I was convicted of lying to Congress about the Trump campaign's interest in the WikiLeaks disclosures. Now, that's a perfectly legal activity. In other words, there was no underlying crime for me to lie about. Everybody in the American political game, starting in June when Assange announced on CNN that he had substantial information on Hillary and that it was sensational, wanted to know what it was he had. I never found out in advance. There was never any evidence whatsoever that I knew the source or the content of the WikiLeaks disclosures that came in either July, when I really wasn't paying attention, or in October, when I didn't want them to be swept under the carpet by the mainstream media. So, yes, I went on my Twitter feed to tease constantly to make sure that whatever it was that WikiLeaks had and would disclose would have a devastating effect. And it did. So these charges were pasted together. And then, as you know, on January 25th at 6 a.m. in the morning, 29 heavily armed, SWAT gear clad, assault weapon bearing FBI agents arrived in 17 armored vehicles with a government helicopter overhead. Two amphibious units with frogmen pulled up to the canal at the back of my house to serve a warrant for not only my arrest, for a search of the premises. They brought an enormous battering ram up to the front door. They had a canine unit, these very scary-looking dogs. And, of course, I opened the door, and I was immediately arrested. And then I was frog-marched out in the middle of the street to make sure that the CNN cameras that were allowed to set up a tripod 25 feet from the front door were able to catch the entire thing. By the way, tipping a media outlet in advance to the execution of a search warrant is a felony, which is why, to this day, the FBI, under Christopher Wray, refuses to hand over to Judicial Watch all of their emails between FBI and CNN in the days and weeks before my arrest. The whole thing was a show. It was put on to not only vilify me for the American people and potentially for a jury, but also to intimidate me. And I would find out later what it was they wanted to intimidate me about. The whole experience is Kafkaesque. It's really extraordinary because they justified this over-the-top Gestapo-style raid on the fact that I was a flight risk. Yet 3 hours later, when I was arraigned in the federal courthouse in Fort Lauderdale, the government asked for no cash bond. In other words, I was released on my signature, which meant they never really thought I was a flight risk. They knew I didn't have a valid passport. They knew that I did not own a firearm, even though I'm a strong supporter of the Second Amendment. I live on a canal, but the truth is I can't really swim. And my face is instantly recognizable. So where was I going to go? Then they said, well, if Stone knew we were coming in advance, he might have destroyed evidence. I destroyed nothing. But the media had made it clear for 2 years I was under investigation. Why would I wait till January of 2019 if I were going to destroy anything, which I did not? The special counsel's office spoke to my lawyer on the phone the day before my arrest. All they had to do was say, we're charging your client, and I would have come in voluntarily. and I could have saved the taxpayers $1.1 million for this over-the-top raid on my home. You know, if this can happen to me, it can happen to anyone.
Roger, I think that's a really important takeaway. Patrick, we're just getting ready to come up against a break, but when we come back, I do want to hear more about how the tainted jury might have impacted it, as well as the tainted judge, who we now know, of course, is a Obama hack partisan. And I want to deeply explore this whole idea that the FBI and CNN, well, CNN is basically the propaganda and media arm of the FBI, which, of course, has been totally disgraced in recent years. I'm Tom Pappert, editor-in-chief of National File, here with senior reporter Patrick Halley, interviewing Roger Stone, a deep state, soon-to-be political prisoner. Don't go away. You are watching National File. We'll be right back after this short break.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back again to National File. We are here with Roger Stone. And Patrick, we had to cut you off for a break. I'll let you continue.
Well, you know, I think Roger could end up being sort of the Nelson Mandela of saving America here. And I think the reason really is because he is possibly headed to prison simply because he would not lie about President Donald Trump. Is it true, Roger, that the Mueller team tried to coerce you to lie about the president and offered you no jail time?
Yeah, I think that's actually what this was ended up being all about, because the Mueller investigation indicted me long, long after they knew there was no Russian collusion. Specifically, on July 24th of 2019, Jeannie Rhee, who headed the prosecution team inside the Mueller organization against me, by the way, she was Hillary Clinton's personal attorney in the Clinton missing email case representing the Clinton Foundation. She lied to the judge in that case, telling the judge that all the emails had been turned over to the court when, of course, they hadn't. She was also a maxed out donor to Hillary's two campaigns for president. But of course, Judge Jackson saw no conflict of interest in that. She proposed to my attorney that if I would come clean and if I would confess about the content of some 29 telephone calls between candidate Donald Trump and myself in 2016, all of which were over 30 minutes long. She said there were numerous other calls, but they were much shorter, that they might be able to see their way clear to recommend no jail time. Now, this was just prior to the Mueller report being issued, and I suspect they wanted me to be the ham in their ham sandwich since they had nothing. It wasn't hard to decide. I said no. I should point out that they threatened to issue a superseding indictment to hit me with additional fabricated charges, and I still said no. I was not going to bear false witness against Donald Trump. I had said it consistently for a year, and there was no way that I was going to be flipped. If they thought that I was Michael Cohen, then they had the wrong guy. And that's why I'm looking at, you know, a very stiff sentence. I'm looking at 40 months in a federal prison. 2.5 years on probation, supervised probation, in which I would be subject to random drug testing. I think it's 320 hours of community service and a $25,000 fine. I have appealed my conviction, not only because I believe I am not guilty, but because I believe that my trial was corrupted and to a certain extent rigged from the very beginning. So you might ask, Stone, you were charged with lying to Congress. What about Comey, Clapper, Brennan, McCabe, Strzok, Page, Rosenstein, Mueller himself, Hillary Clinton? All of these people lied to Congress, although they lied about substantive matters, material matters, but of course they were never charged. The judge would not allow us to use that line of defense. It was specifically prohibited. And then there's the question of prosecutorial misconduct. Judge Jackson specifically prohibited me from raising any misconduct by the special counsel, the FBI, the Department of Justice, or any member of Congress, Adam Schiff. So, in other words, I was unable to raise any of those things in my defense. We doubt the constitutionality of that ruling, by the way. Then, additionally, I think this is probably the most important point, my entire indictment was based on the premise that the Democratic National Committee had been hacked by the Russians and that the information had been transferred to WikiLeaks. I wanted the opportunity to disprove that. I wanted to bring in forensic evidence and expert testimony from former NSA officials like Bill Binney and former CIA officials like Ray McGovern to prove definitively that nobody hacked the DNC. That was the underlying premise of my indictment. Judge Jackson denied us that opportunity. We actually got the FBI to admit in discovery that they never inspected the servers of the DNC and that they relied entirely on a draft redacted report from CrowdStrike, a Democrat-connected IT firm, for that assertion, for that conclusion. Jesse Waters covered this yesterday on Fox. The government, specifically Jonathan Kravis, came in with a surreply saying Stone is incorrect. We do have additional proof that the Russians hacked the DNC, but we don't have to show it to you. That was a fraud upon the court. Mr. Kravis has defrauded the court in that filing. You'll hear more about that down the road. But again, Judge Jackson would not allow us to mount that defense. So I was not allowed to talk about the misconduct of anyone in the government. I now believe almost definitively that the Mueller prosecutors shared the fruits of their search of my computer messages, my emails, with Adam Schiff, and that Adam Schiff fashioned a series of gotcha questions, none of which were material, none of which masked any underlying crime, in an effort to entrap me. But I was unable to raise that question at trial. And of course, Adam Schiff is immune to being summoned to trial as a member of Congress. It was very, very frustrating. The trial was essentially set up as a Soviet-style show trial, a kangaroo court. It would be like going to a prize fight with both hands tied behind your back. It is an experience that no American should have. When we get to the other side, I'm going to tell you about some of the shocking things that happened at trial, because I believe that every government witness lied under oath. I believe the prosecutors suborned perjury at my trial on several occasions. If we end up going to appeal, all of these matters are preserved and would be opened back up. In the meantime,
This man, Henry Greenberg, the Russian, was actually an informant for Robert Mueller's FBI, and this is the guy who tried to set up a meeting with you?
Yeah, I was definitely, around the same time the FBI was approaching Carter Page and George Papadopoulos, they sent an undisputed FBI informant in to try to compromise me. Fortunately for me, I didn't take the bait. I turned him down flat. You know, the only publication in America that has covered this is the National File.
Well, Roger, part of the reason why we're so interested is because this doesn't sound like a trial at all. It sounds like a witch hunt from the 1600s. And I think you said something very important. If this can happen to you, who's to say this can't happen to me or Patrick or the viewers at home next? So when we come back, I want to hear more about just how insane this trial was, if you can even call it such a thing, and what they were able to get away with. Don't go away. This is National File with Roger Stone.
Insanely dangerous times. And I've told folks, going back 3 months ago. I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse. And now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States. And it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it. But with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high-quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. This is National File. We are joined by Roger Stone. So, Roger, in the last segment, you unpacked a bit of this show trial, this absolute kangaroo court that you were subjected to over the course of 2 years, and it sounds absolutely insane, but I understand that's not the entire story. Tell us a little bit more about what the prosecution was allowed to get away with by this lovely judge.
Well, we learned something really shocking last week when the House Intelligence Committee declassified the testimony of everyone who testified before that body, including my testimony, which I invite people to read. They declassified the testimony of Steve Bannon. And the problem with that is that Steve Bannon's under oath testimony to the House Intelligence Committee directly and completely contradicts his testimony on the stand at my trial. He was kind of a surprise witness for the government. He swept into the courtroom dressed all in black, kind of looking like a disheveled and fat Johnny Cash. And he completely lied. In other words, he told the House Intelligence Committee specifically that he never had any conversation with me regarding WikiLeaks or Julian Assange on any occasion whatsoever. But on the stand in my trial, he said that we talked about it numerous times on the phone and that he considered me the campaign's access point regarding WikiLeaks, which was certainly news to me. Now, I didn't speak to Steve Bannon all that often during the 2016 campaign, but the few times I did, it was about the issue of getting the woman victims of Bill Clinton out front, because it wasn't just Bill Clinton's serial sexual assaults on women. It was more importantly Hillary's efforts to intimidate and bully and silence those women that I thought would be important to women voters. You can't be an advocate for women if you are bullying and threatening and intimidating women. I had written an entire book on this subject, The Clinton's War on Women, which you can still get at StoneColdTruth.com store if you want a signed copy. So it shocked me because it means that either Mr. Bannon committed perjury before the House committee, the exact thing that I'm charged with, or he committed perjury at my trial, which would be shocking. Will he be held responsible? I have no idea. But this would happen again and again. Rick Gates, who committed the same crimes for which Paul Manafort got 7 years, he testified at my trial that he overheard a conversation between Donald Trump and I in a car on the way to LaGuardia Airport. Although he said he couldn't hear the actual conversation, he was certain that it regarded WikiLeaks. He claimed it was in the first week of August. That doesn't even make sense from a timeline point of view. He says he couldn't hear the conversation. He said there were two Secret Service agents in the car. The government produced neither one of them to corroborate this story. It simply never happened, but Mr. Gates got a 45-day sentence rather than the 7 years that Manafort was sentenced to. He was also able to skip out on the non-payment of taxes on millions of dollars that he had embezzled from his partner, Manafort. And then, of course, there's Randy Credico, who we know definitively three separate witnesses went to the grand jury and confirmed for the grand jury that Credico himself, the nutty, progressive, impressionist radio talk show host, who's the one who told me that whatever Assange had was big and it was coming in October, Credico had told three witnesses to their face and in writing, which was provided to the grand jury, that he was my source. Yet those exculpatory witnesses were entirely ignored, and the government claimed, without ever putting up any proof whatsoever, that Dr. Jerry Corsi was my source, which he was not, and which he denies to this day. And, of course, had I had a fair trial, had I had, a fair shot, I think I might have disproved those things. But to be very clear, this jury was made up entirely of Democrats. Juan Williams on The Five on Fox said, well, there were Trump supporters on Stone's jury, and they voted to find him guilty. No, I'm not allowed to tell you who was on the jury. That information is sealed. But I can tell you the character of it. There were no military veterans. There were no Republicans. There were no blue-collar workers. There was no one with less than a college education. There were activist Democrats on my jury. I'm not sure that Perry Mason could have gotten me off. I'm not sure Clarence Darrow could have gotten me off. But after the trial, it was not shocking when I was convicted. The media mocked me for reading from a Bible while we were waiting for a decision. But it was not shocking that I was found guilty on all charges. But after the trial, we would learn that the jury forewoman, whose name is Tomika Hart, I'm not outing her, she outed herself on CNN, had in 2019 posted attacks on me by name, starting on the day I was arrested and subsequently on Twitter and Facebook. Her MO was to place something on Facebook and then put the Facebook link up on Twitter. Now, that was the basis for a motion for a new trial. She also attacked Donald Trump throughout 2019, but the judge had already ruled that your political views had no bearing on your ability to be an unbiased juror. I don't agree with that, but that is evidently the law. But it was still the basis for a motion for a new trial. It wasn't just her attacks on the president. Even though she called him a racist and said that all of his supporters are racist, that would presumably include me, but it was the personal attacks on me. Shockingly, Judge Jackson held, in her opinion, that did not constitute bias against me and that I was not entitled to a new trial. Legal experts from Jonathan Turley on the left to Judge Andrew Napolitano on the right, and I would say Alan Dershowitz in the center somewhere, all said that was ridiculous. The president himself said this was a tainted jury, and this juror had misled the court in order to get on the jury. She knew fully who I was. She had an animus against me. She had posted it. And the charge that, well, your lawyer should have known that, there was no way for them to know it because their social media platforms were on private settings during and prior to the trial. After the trial, she would completely delete the Facebook page that she had since 2008 and open up a new one. The judge denied us the right to subpoena Facebook to try to retrieve that deleted information. Obviously, this would be the basis of a very strong appeal unless the president, as an act of both justice and mercy, will end this horrific nightmare for me and my family and either commute my sentence or pardon me. I don't know how much more I can take. They have destroyed me financially. They have put enormous pressure on my family. I can't really make a living. I'm having trouble keeping groceries on the table. People who want to help me can go to stonedefensefund.com if they want to help finance my legal fight. Or they can go to stonefamilysupportfund.com if they want to help support my family. I have not lost my spiritual faith in God. I've only strengthened it. And I think at the end of the day, he will step in and ensure that the president does the right thing. I pray for that. It hasn't been promised to me or assured to me. But at this point, I think my future is in the hands of God. And I believe at the end of the day, justice will be done.
We'll be right back.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to National File. We're in our last few minutes here with Roger Stone. And by the way, I just want to say that we at National File are big fans of Roger Stone as well as The Truth. And I'm personally a big fan of his book, Stone's Rules. Would highly recommend it. And it is still available on his website. So I know, Patrick, you want to get into a little bit of just more of the misconduct that really happened here. It's an absolute travesty of justice. I don't know how these jurors sleep at night, Patrick.
Well, we've heard about the Russian setup agent who was actually an informant for Mueller's FBI, according to an affidavit that we published from inside the Durham investigation, by the way. We've heard about the politically biased jury foreperson, Tamika Hart, who was against Roger Stone, against President Trump. We've heard about Judge Amy Berman Jackson. But now the left is actually claiming that Attorney General William Barr somehow intervened improperly in your case, Roger. How do you respond to that?
Yeah, that's completely incorrect. Those people obviously have not read the transcript of the sentencing hearing. First of all, let's talk about who prosecuted me, because they submitted a sentencing memo which specifically accused me of involvement in foreign interference in our election, We know that I was never charged with that, nor was I convicted of that. Then they included a group of other offenses that I was never charged with. For example, Stone violated the gag order when he published his book on the Mueller investigation that was critical of the investigation. Well, my book came out on February 9th, and the gag order was put in place February 12th. Should I get an extra 6 months for that? Or Alex Jones announced the morning of the verdict that he had spoken to Stone, and therefore Stone violated the gag order, and he should get an additional 6 months. Well, actually, that is a total miscommunication. That never happened. So the fraudulent sentencing memo put forward by the prosecutors called for a stunning 7 to 9 year sentence, which is entirely out of whack to the actual crimes for which I was convicted. Now, the misnomer is that Attorney General Barr stepped in, withdrew that memo, and replaced it. That's not true. Actually, the four prosecutors who quit in protest actually quit because they got caught lying to the U.S. attorney, who was never expecting a 7 to 9 month recommendation, based on a whole series of falsehoods. But just the same, the new prosecutors specifically said at my sentencing hearing that they were not withdrawing the original recommendation. They added an additional recommendation saying that the 7 to 9 was still valid if the judge chose to go there, but that they thought 3 to 4 years was more in line. Let's be very clear. The judge was not bound by any of this. These are guidelines which she had the full authority to ignore. So there was no effort to by the attorney general to fix my case. The corruption was in those four prosecutors. Now the mainstream media keeps calling them non-political career line prosecutors quit the Stone case in protest. Really? Let's go through them. Jonathan Kravis, associate counsel to Barack Obama in the White House. Not a lying career prosecutor, certainly not political. Look at his prosecution of the three aides to Congressman Ron Paul for campaign election violations. Wow, he raided one of their homes at 6 o'clock in the morning. How about that? Again, a whole series of abuses there in that case for which he should be disbarred. And he lied to the court in his surreply regarding the Russians hacking the DNC. And then there's Aaron Zelensky, this pompous, arrogant windbag bully who bullied virtually every witness in front of the grand jury and who threatened witnesses. This guy was a deputy counsel to Hillary Clinton at the State Department. He had a direct interest in my case because his emails inside the State Department were among those documents that Julian Assange released. They were quite embarrassing to him. Again, not a non-political career prosecutor. So this dog won't hunt. Attorney General Barr is absolutely correct in recommending that the Flynn case be dismissed based on the egregious misconduct of the FBI and the DOJ in withholding exculpatory evidence that proved that General Flynn was set up, proved that he committed no crime. There is no intercession in my case. The original over-the-top, I think inappropriate sentencing memo that sought to hold me responsible for foreign interference in the election, which I was not convicted of or even charged with, was allowed to remain in place by Attorney General Barr. So if Jonathan Kravis, who wrote a long piece for the Washington Post op-ed, were really concerned about the rule of law, then the outrageous conduct in the Flynn case would lead him to the reasonable conclusion that General Flynn's case should be over, that this American hero was set up and tortured financially and politically and legally for no reason. But he doesn't really believe in the rule of law. And to say that Attorney General Barr has politicized the Justice Department, that's laughable. That's precisely what Loretta Lynch did in the fixing of the Hillary Clinton email case. What could be more blatant or more egregious? So this idea that I got off easy is absurd. There are many constitutional issues that on which my appeal could be based. But in all honesty, at 67 years old, being sent to a federal prison that is a hotbed of the coronavirus, I have a legitimate fear for my safety inside. I don't expect the judge to grant, say, a stay of the execution of my sentence pending appeal. I don't expect an appeal bond, which is highly uncommon anyway, which is why I've been very, very clear about the fact that I am praying, as is every member of my family, for some executive relief from the president. As I said in the last segment, I've been promised nothing. I've been assured nothing. I have made no formal application for a pardon. My lawyers have not talked to the White House lawyers about a pardon. But based solely on the president's tweets, he understands that my conviction is an act that is a miscarriage of justice. He understands the jury was rigged. He understands juror misconduct when he sees it, even though Judge Jackson didn't. And when Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson and the president himself criticized the judge's actions, she went out of her mind at sentencing. Let's be very, very clear. The First Amendment of the United States Constitution allows any citizen whatsoever, other than me at the time, because I was under a gag order, to criticize the decisions of a federal court or the actions of a federal judge. That's not interference in the judicial system. It's an American right, but not if you're Judge Jackson. So this is my situation. I'm looking at this point, surrendering to the Bureau of Prisons, May 30th at the earliest, subject to possible revision based on the coronavirus situation at that time. My appeal is filed, but that appeal is not likely to keep me out of prison. I have appealed to Americans, and 65,000 of them have come through by going to StoneDefenseFund.com, StoneDefenseFund.com, to finance my appeal. If you want to sign a petition to the president, you can go to FreeRogerStone.com. More than 500,000 Americans have signed there. There's another petition site where another 250,000 Americans have signed. Or you can go to the StoneFamilySupportFund.com to help us keep groceries on the table, to keep gasoline in our tank. We're not living lavishly, folks. My wife has serious medical issues. We've lost most of our insurance. We are struggling to get by. They seek to crush you and make you plead guilty, but I have refused to do that because it is essential to reelect the greatest president of my lifetime. What bothers me more about all of this, gentlemen, is that I might be, incarcerated during a presidential election, that I will not be free to do everything within my power legally to help reelect the greatest president of my lifetime, Donald Trump. That bothers me more than anything else. So I hope folks will rally to my side. I want to thank you guys at the National File, first of all, for your coverage, which has been outstanding. You've been the only guys willing to dig and get at the truth. And secondarily, for this opportunity to tell the American people what really happened in my case and make it clear this can happen to you. Thank you, gentlemen, and God bless you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.